You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Angels, welcome back to my channel. And for all of my new subscribers, hi, how are you? My name is Aisha. Very nice to meet you. I know you're excited to hear this video. So let's just jump right on into it. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. That'll be right here, of course. And also do not forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not already. And also click the bell notification so that you're notified every single time that I post. And be sure to watch this video all the way to the end so that I know that you are a true supporter and that you are part of the A team. So without further ado, let's get right into this video. Hello, hello, hello. Attention. Yes, this is another chit chat video. Are you being used? Are you a side chick? This video, guys, is extremely important because a lot of girls, obviously everyone's not going to say it, are in this situation right now as we speak. I'm going to start up this video by saying everything that I'm explaining just goes to show how different men are from women, whether that's physiologically, biologically, all of the above, whatever the case is. Men, unlike women, are capable of liking you just a little bit. I've seen this in multiple instances in my life. This is why men are capable of having relationships outside of their actual relationship, their committed relationship, for years, months, however long, because they are capable of loving who they're with and keeping you right where you are in your lane. And the only time it ever even becomes long-term is because, of course, the fact that it's long-term clearly means that by now, you know that they have a girlfriend, you know that they have a wife, and they know, okay, well, she already stayed this long, so nothing's really gonna make a difference. She's gonna stay in her lane, and I get to do whatever I wanna do. Men are capable of liking you just enough, but not enough to leave who they're with to be with you. Let that really resonate in your head. For instance, how do you know if you're the side chick? Let's say you have no idea. Well, inconsistency. He doesn't even have to necessarily be in a relationship to be inconsistent with you. For all purposes for this video, this is a good example. Inconsistency with texting you. You notice that he texts you more frequently during certain times than others. Meaning, specifically on weekends, he magically becomes unavailable and barely texts you a word. But as soon as Monday rolls back around, we're back into the workflow of things, he's able to communicate with you during the day much easier. Maybe even at night, he is telling you, hey, gonna head off to bed at 9 p.m. or gonna head to bed at 8 p.m. And it's like, you just know intuitively, like, what? I'm so sure you're going to bed at that time every single day consistently, that you're able to communicate with me nonstop throughout the day. But as soon as that time hits, or as soon as the weekend hits, you become so unavailable, like clockwork. That's a clear indication that he's in some sort of serious commitment. The fact that he can consistently be inconsistent with the same time schedule. Does that make sense? This also just goes to show, if you are someone that is a quality queen, right? You're not going to put up with certain behavior. Meaning, you're not going to not have boundaries, not have demands on someone. It's very easy to become the side chick, even if that wasn't even your intention, because you have no demands on this person. You have no expectations, no requirements. I named some of this in my last video of being a quality queen. You put no expectations on this person. You are definitely the perfect situation to be a side chick. Why? Because if you're demanding little to nothing, that's perfect, because he's only going to give you little to nothing. It goes hand in hand. And obviously, it's a perfect situation, because if you're not asking for a lot, they don't even have to give a lot. And in their heads, they're justifying it, saying, you know, I'm not really doing anything really that wrong, because it's not like I don't love this girl, because maybe that would be cheating. I feel like men, because they naturally always have a wondering eye, I feel like to them, they define official cheating sometimes as the emotional investment. Because normally when women cheat, not all the time, but some, there is an emotional investment, which is why women tend to be better cheaters or better at hiding it, or it hurts men more when women cheat. But when men cheat, it's more socially acceptable, or they feel like it's justifiable in their heads, because it's like, babe, I still love you. I still want to be with you. I just have urges and I wanted to just bang this girl real quick. But this has no effect on our relationship whatsoever at all. I just want you to know that. I feel like sometimes some men justify them cheating as being okay because they're not emotionally attached to this person. It's solely a physical connection. And that's just not how it goes. Anything that you cannot do in front of your partner willingly is cheating. If you're hiding information, omitting information can still be classified sometimes as lying, depending on the situation. Omitting in a relationship, especially in a committed relationship where someone is your girlfriend and your wife, omitting information in that type of situation is lying. As we know, men, people in general, want to manipulate or control the narrative of how you see things so that you can't get any sort of outside opinion. I was reading a DM that I got from a girl, and she was explaining to me that she is seeing this guy, but he told her to tell no one about their breakup because he still cares about her, yada, yada, yada. But really, he's just trying to control the narrative because he doesn't want her to have any sort of outside opinion to expose his actions and how unfairly he's treating her. And I'm talking about when you know that you're a side chick. Now you know, because just because we know that McDonald's isn't good for us doesn't mean that we're not gonna eat it. It's like, oh, but it's so good. And now you have this emotional attachment to this person. You know, more than likely you're sleeping with this person already. And it's like, darn, you know, I really do like him still. I know he has a girlfriend, but I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some sort of hope. Maybe. No, there is none. Becoming involved with someone that is emotionally and physically unavailable, you're just living for stolen moments. What is that about? When you go home and you take inventory of your day, does it make you feel good at night when you're just like, I love that he took me to get ice cream today, or he took me to this nice restaurant, but now I know that when he goes home, he's going to go home to his girlfriend, he's going to go home to his wife. I mean, you're in the worst position possible. You really are. Because you are the person that's getting the shorter end of the stick. You're the person that knows everything, and he knows you know everything, and he's thinking, wow, you know everything and you're still here? This is great. I can really do whatever I want. He's not respecting you, thinking, wow, she's a great girl. She accepts all that I come with. I can't wait to leave my girlfriend for her. I can't wait to leave my wife for her. That's not normally how it goes. I'm sorry, sweetie, it doesn't. Wishing on a hope and waiting for this guy to maybe see your worth is a huge gamble, because 9 times out of 10, men that have side relationships are not trying to change their stable situation. The independent variable in the situation would be the girlfriend or the wife. That's the independent variable, meaning that is the thing in the situation that will not change. Whether you try to make him so happy by doing everything he says and yesing him to death and always being at his beckoning call, you are not by any means showing him that you're worthy of him leaving his situation for. The respect, really, hate to break it to you, is tarnished. It's done. Doesn't mean he's going to disrespect you per se, but he's not going to really respect you that much because you know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. You're accepting the situation. It's like, what do you really expect from someone that's doing something like that? And you're still choosing to entertain them and hang out with them and wish on a hope that maybe he'll pull the trigger and be with you. The reason why this is so important, because, you know, I have girls of all ages on this channel. The older that you are, you know, our bodies are on a time clock. And if you're someone that's in your 30s and you want to settle down and you want to have children, this stuff really doesn't fly because you are trying to create a family or something serious with someone that is involved with someone else. And then God forbid you do have a child with this person. Now we have a bigger situation. Now you, who is in charge of yourself, you just created a situation where now you're breaking up someone's family. You're having a child. You put yourself in a position to have a child with someone who is unavailable. That doesn't make any sense. And you need to understand that and take responsibility for that. And I hate to even bring this up because personally, I am a fan of the Kardashians. I like the Kardashians a lot. But to me, Khloe being 34, expecting a 27-year-old NBA player to commit to her after when she got with him, he was having a baby with someone else, to me, just doesn't make sense. How did you think that was going to work, Khloe? Did you think you were going to sail off into the sunset and it was going to be just rainbows and smiles? What did you really expect from that situation? How can you rightfully so justify in your head, okay, I know this guy was seeing someone else and he's having a baby with her. The baby, I don't even think was born yet when they got together. I think the girl he was with, she was about to have the baby and then they got together. And it really is the truth. At the end of the day, sometimes how you get them is how you lose them. You can't enter into a situation with infidelity, lies and deceit, sneaking and cheating, and expect to be with that person and sail off into the sunset. It doesn't work like that. Has it worked ever in life? Maybe, because everything is circumstantial. But eventually, all it does is uproot more lies and deceit within you and that other person. Especially, like I said, for all of my subscribers that are older, the side chick stuff has got to stop. You have to love yourself and know that you're worth more than being someone's second option or someone's potential option. Or maybe it's just potential in your head. In his eyes, you're just there. You're a good friend. You don't hold any significant place. You have to understand that when you step into situations, you should be looking at it as, what am I getting from this person? And it sounds selfish, but initially, men are dating. They're not instantly thinking, majority of the time, all right, this is going to be my girlfriend. I know that I want this to happen. The first thing that they're thinking of is, what do I have to do? How long do I have to wait to get in her pants? What do I need to invest to get that? So you need to think about, what are you getting from this situation? That's what you need to think about. If you are someone that is the side chick currently, you need to think about, what am I really getting here? I was watching this I am currently watching this show called Dr. Foster on Netflix, and I'm only, what, 4 episodes in? It's amazing. And it's basically about a man who was cheating on his wife. The wife found out simply by accident. She was rushing to go to work. She couldn't find her scarf. So he gave her his scarf. When she got to work and hung her coat up on the door handle, she noticed a long blonde hair. And then it was just like a spiraling intuition of, oh my gosh, my husband's cheating on me. Inevitably, she did find evidence. She found out he was with this young girl for 2 years. She didn't even know the affair was that long. She thought it lasted for maybe 3 months, and everyone knew but her. And the girl became pregnant, and he is saying he's in love with both of them. I think all of you guys should watch that show. It is very realistic and really good. Really, really good. The point is, why I'm bringing that up, is the girl who became pregnant is getting the short end of the stick. She was wishing on a hope that, yes, this man may be in love with me, but not enough still to leave his wife. Because it's not easy to just rip a future from your child, break the home up for your child because of an adult decision that you made. It's not easy to just do that when, from a man's perspective, why can't we just kind of keep things as they are till the day we die and no one will ever have to know? How are you setting yourself up to make demands when you're not in the most respectable position to begin with? You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like, this is a completely different situation, but it's kind of like stealing something from the store and you get booked and you go to jail, and it's like, oh, can you put me in like a nicer cell because I really don't want to be, you know, with everyone else, and this is my first offense with stealing, so I'm really a nice person, I'm a good person, but I just really feel like I should be in like a different cell, you know, by myself, something a little nicer and more accommodating. It's like, okay, you broke the law and you want special accommodations. You're not in a position to request anything at all. You're just not. And especially the further along you let this happen and you let this fester, the chances of you actually getting a relationship from this person, I'm sorry, is zero. I'm sorry. It's absolutely zero. To begin with, how can you even tell if a guy is serious about being in a relationship with you? Well, one, he's consistent. And two, you see that he's taking actions, consistent actions, in heading towards being in a monogamous, committed relationship with you. That's how you can tell if he really wants to be with you. But he can't really do that now, can he, if he is barely texting you? And you know it intuitively. And you realize his texting patterns and his availability is limited to a certain amount of hours. You know the truth. Come on. I don't think that enough of us understand the significance of time. Time is so important. Because like I've said in previous videos, you can make money back. You can change your appearance if you want. All of these things. Changeable, fixable. But your time, you cannot ever get back. Don't waste your time wishing and hoping. It's easier said than done. I get that. But you have to do it because there will never be a good time to not pull the cord. There's never going to be a perfect day and situation where you're just like, you know what? Today's the day that I end things with you. I don't want this anymore. Sorry. Today was the day I felt. It's like there's never, it's because it's not an easy thing to do. So it's never going to be a right time to do that type of right thing. There just isn't. Men love to have their cake and eat it too. If they can be with you and then have their girlfriend on the side or their wife, their stable, you know, environment, it boosts their ego. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, I'm living life. I get to go home to my wife, be the picture perfect husband, be the great boyfriend to everyone, and I still get to do whatever I want. And this girl, this friend of mine, she accepts all the terms. I mean, honestly, she's a great pal. They're not thinking, oh, I love this girl. She's accepting all the terms that I come with. Because at the end of the day, it's hard to hear, but it's not a respectable position to be in. It's muddy, and it's muddy for a reason. It's not respectable for a reason. That's why they naturally, innately don't want to be with you for a reason. You're not in a position to get something like that. You don't get to win their heart by stealing it from someone else. And I say stealing, you know, figuratively, because some can argue, well, a guy can't be stolen if he was never really anyone else's anyway. Okay, that's fair. You can argue that. But the point is, you're getting the short end of the stick. He is committed to somebody else. He doesn't want to be with you. If he did, he would. You might think hooking up with him for however long is going to eventually make him leave his girlfriend, doing everything he wants you to do, filling all his needs, all his desires. Yeah, that'll show him he's really going to want me now. Who wouldn't want this? Yeah, he's still going to stay with who he's with because it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, why ruin the situation? Outside of your feelings, understand that there's another life that he has with somebody else that you are literally ruining. It's not even just them too. There's family involved, friends involved. And no matter how you enter into the situation, it's never going to be easy to talk about because more questions are going to come up. If he actually were to even leave his girlfriend or leave his wife for you, everyone's going to say, well, when did this start? How long has this been going on? Eventually, it'll come out that you guys were in some sort of affair anyway, and you will be disliked solely for that reason anyway. No one's going to welcome you with open arms, given the circumstances. It just doesn't work like that. When you stay with someone that you know has a girlfriend, because now we're talking about the fact that you know he has a girlfriend, you accepted the silent terms. You basically signed an agreement that you accept all he's coming with, which means you do not get to have any expectations, any demands on your end, because you already know the situation and you chose to stay. And I can assure you, it is not your job to show in emotionally unavailable man who's in a committed relationship what he's missing. That is not your job. This is not some sort of silent competition of, yeah, well, let me just keep showing that I'm better than the girl that he's with. If you were, he would have left her by now. He's not leaving for a reason. He doesn't want to, and he doesn't want you, even though you feel like you're blowing his mind. It's just that. It's just blowing his mind. Great. Then he goes home to who he really wants to be with. And this sounds crazy, but men are very capable of doing things like this. That's the thing. They are very capable of loving who they're with, wife or girlfriend, and still cheating. And not wanting anything to change about that. And yes, you can definitely argue that that person is selfish. Of course, you can definitely argue that. You can't make an excuse saying, oh, well, he's unhappy anyway, and she's, you know, she only cares about herself and all this stuff. Okay, of course he's gonna tell you all these things. If he were to tell you that, you know, my girlfriend's great, my wife is great, you're going to literally want to not see him anymore because you're just gonna think, oh my gosh, I'm literally ruining someone's family. Why am I here if you have someone that you love and that is great and you're cheating with me? You're going to want to pull the cord. But if he paints a picture that she's not really that fulfilling or, you know, things just don't work out, because that's a very vague term. He doesn't have to get into depth, especially if there really is nothing wrong. He doesn't have to get into depth. Things just, you know, don't work out. You know, we just kind of, you know, grew apart at the moment. You feel like, oh, wow, this is a niche for me. I can fulfill a duty here. I have some sort of purpose here. No, you don't. And unfortunately, he doesn't owe you anything because you know everything now. What more does he have to prove to you? Does it feel good that you have to sneak around, that you have to text him at certain times, email him at certain times, you know, hide when you're going to certain places, travel far away from your city to go meet up with him because you can't be seen in your immediate city? Does that feel good? Does that feel like a legitimate relationship? Does that feel like a relationship with lots of possibility and hope? Does it? In regards, again, to what you're getting in return, if you take inventory of you being in this position and you see and analyze what you're getting nothing. You're getting wishes and hopes, and a lot of it in your own head. And on his end, he's getting to bang you with the best possible circumstance because you know everything. He has nothing to even hide to you. And yet you're still hiding with him. Friends with benefits situations do not blossom into relationships a lot of the time. Does it happen? Maybe. But specifically, friends with benefits relationships that start with infidelity do not blossom into happy relationships by no means. Please understand that and let that resonate. I don't care what lie you're trying to convince yourself of, how much you know about his girlfriend and how horrible she is, or his wife, whatever the situation is. You look really pathetic. You really do. And you will not get a happy ending with this man. You won't. Letting someone sample you over and over and over again in hopes that maybe he'll see your worth. This is not even a guarantee. This is maybe he'll see your worth. So all you're doing is proving, giving, trying to show, hello, like, okay, any day now, maybe he'll see I'm the right one. He should just be with me. Drop her, be with me. And there's something that when you're in that type of situation, there's like a really blind ignorance that follows those types of situations, especially with us as women. It's like really blinding ignorance where it's like you start to ration out all the possibilities of how it can work when logically it is impossible and unrealistic without extreme collateral damage to the effect of never even having a standing chance of being with this person after all the dust has settled. Does that make sense? And I know a lot of the times we also tell ourselves in this delusion of, okay, but you don't understand. This situation is like different. Like, this situation is different this time. It's not different. Cheating is nothing new. It's nothing new. You are not any different. Your situation is not unique at all. I'm sorry, it's not. At the end of the day, if he wanted to be with you, he would be with you instead of constantly complaining over and over again about his girlfriend or his wife that he can't stand or he grew apart from, especially if there's children involved. Forget about it. Forget about it. Especially, even more, if the children are young. But if there are no children, that doesn't mean that it's going to be any easier. He still just probably doesn't want to leave the person that he's with. He created a life with this person, spent X amount of time with this person, is he's not ready to give it up yet. And if he does, it's not going to be with you. It's not going to be with the girl who let him cheat while he was with the girl he's currently with. Why would any guy choose to do that? That doesn't make any sense. Do you think about that? And I would be very cautious because even for myself, I would never enter into a situation expecting to sail off into the sunset with somebody that acts like this. Because more times than none, it didn't start with you. You're not the first one. And if it did, it's not going to end with you. This person is selfish and clearly just wants whatever they want. Whether that's from you, another person, it doesn't matter. They're going to want to keep this sort of dynamic up because men can. And as long as they can get away with it, they will. If the situation were explained to you before you even entered it, would you have gotten into this relationship to be in this position, to just hurt yourself over and over again? It's self-sabotaging. That's what it is. If somebody were to say, hey girl, you're gonna meet this guy on your job, or you're gonna meet this guy at the grocery store, or you're gonna meet this guy at Starbucks, and he's gonna be married, or he's gonna have a serious girlfriend that he's been with for the last 2.5 years, and you're gonna end up in an affair with him. You're going to cry. You're going to cry a lot of nights because you're gonna wish that he would just break up with his girlfriend, or that he will just divorce his wife. And you're never gonna see that day. Would you have entered into the situation then? So why are you doing it now? Like, why are you continuing? Doesn't make any sense. Men that enter into situations with side chicks do it because side chicks make it easy. They have no boundaries, no demands on them whatsoever, and it's easy, and they can, so they do it. There's different things for different people. Some girls are very comfortable with being a side chick, and some even have the audacity to pride themselves in being the side chick. And I think that that just highlights an insecurity in them, that they feel like they can't get anything on their own. They like to take from something else, remove from another situation, and it makes them feel good, like they won, they got it. Try doing that on your own. Try doing that with someone that's actually available and someone that's free. That's real winning. And in regards to even leaving the situation, it may not always be easy to just leave. It's not an easy conversation to have. And it's heartbreaking when you have to force yourself to do the right thing sometimes, especially after you've endured such a long time with this person and you do have a bond with this person. You feel and painted a picture in your head that this kind of is your boyfriend. But it's your secret. You're his secret. Do you deserve to be someone's secret? Especially the older you get, it's a little juvenile. It really is, in my opinion. He's not gonna just let you walk away that easily. He's gonna try and pull and tug a little. Come on, are you sure you wanna do this? You sure you just wanna end things? You know, everything was working out so great for us. Like, why even bother? And it's clearly because you want more, and he cannot give you more. He cannot give you more. So instead of even promising, all right, I'm going to leave her, or I'm going to do this, he'll just say other things like, but we've been together for this long. But why change anything? I know what you want, but you know, it's kind of hard. It's like, it's a little difficult for me at the moment. Just give me more time. Give me more time. Only because, not because they really care and they want to be with you, but solely for the simple fact that why change the situation that I'm in? I'm going to have to start all over again with someone else, go through the notions of explaining to her that I have a girlfriend, or her finding out that I have a girlfriend or I have a wife, and starting that all over again. It's like, why bother when I could just stay where I am and everyone knows their respective place? You know the rules, you follow the rules, why bother? So don't look at it as, oh my gosh, he really must want me because he is kind of checking on me still and seeing how I'm doing after I tried to end things, and he does seem like he wants to see me again. No, he doesn't. He just wants to bang you again. That was the terms of this relationship. He never approached you saying he's looking for a girlfriend. You just stepped into this, signing a silent agreement of, I'm gonna be the side chick getting no benefits while he reaps all the benefits. And he's not emotionally attached to you really whatsoever, because his heart is with somebody else. He can sleep very well at night knowing he doesn't have to worry about you or what you're doing, because he thinks, hey, you get it. You know what I'm doing over here. I'm with someone. Keep yourself busy till I get there. That's what he's thinking in his head. And you're crying at night, oh my God, I don't know what to do. This is so hard. It's not easy. I can imagine that, but it has to be done. And certain things have to be done. As an adult, we have certain consequences. We have to accept the consequences of the decisions that we make. I really wish that a lot of ladies in life understood how many men there are on this earth, because men sure never forget how many women there are on this earth, how many other options they have that they easily explore. A lot of the times, us as women, because we get so emotionally attached and involved, we want everything from this one person. Doesn't matter how tacky they are, how horrible they are from us, we tend to just forget about every other person on the earth and think it has to be this one man. When that's not the case, there are tons of men all around the world outside of your current country that you have not even seen, not even met yet. And you think that one person that's not even doing right by you, that's keeping you in the dark, is for you, or you desire to be with them so eagerly and so bad? They were never honest with you in the beginning. Why do you deserve dishonesty? Why? You know, and this is coming from someone like myself, where I really always wanted closure in any and every situation, friendship, relationship. I always wanted closure. And it was very difficult for me to understand and finally come to the conclusion that I'm not always going to get the closure that I feel like I deserve, or closure at all. And it's important to understand that sometimes, yes, we are left piecing together things all on our own. And it sucks. It really does. But you have to think about it from a logical standpoint. When you enter into something that was messed up from the beginning, and you did have a choice to make once you found out, and you chose to stay instead, this is the repercussion of that. Losing the guy, wasting your time, not getting closure. It was fun. That's all it was for him. You have to think, if this person can't even be faithful to their girlfriend or their wife, what reason do I have to believe that this person is going to be faithful to me? If they can't even end things with the person that they care about so much, then why would they do that for me or with me? They're not. When you take inventory and you go home after hanging out with that guy that you know has a girlfriend, it's exhausting. Trust me, it may seem all fun and games in the beginning, like, haha, yeah, I bet I'm gonna win this. I bet I'm gonna get him to leave her, whatever the case is. But in the end, you don't feel good. And you feel unworthy, devalued, disposable, because you know he can dump you and still be with her. It's not worth it. And life has a funny way of getting you back. Karma, per se. Let's say that this guy does decide to, hey, I'm gonna leave my girlfriend or my wife for you. You will never truly have peace of mind knowing that that's what he did to get with you. What are you gonna tell your friends when people say, oh, how'd you guys meet? Oh, we met at work and, you know, we were having an affair and he, you know, left his girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend, he left his wife, maybe a kid he left also. And we're great, honestly. We're glad we did it like that. We wouldn't have done it any other way. No, life has a funny way of making you pay for certain decisions that are negative that you've done. And I believe that if there were a possibility that that person were to decide to be with you, I genuinely believe that you will eventually start having the same exact issues that you gave the other girl with the guy that you are with. Because that's just life. And at the end of the day, that man cheated to get with you. So what reason do you have to believe that he's not going to cheat on you to get with someone else? And he knows that you once played the role of the other girl, so maybe you won't mind just another time. That's just how men think. With all of that being said, I want you ladies to understand that you are worth more than being someone's potential option, second best, side chick. You are better than this. If you were looking for a sign, here it is. Let him go. It's not worth it. It's not worth your peace of mind. It's not worth having to take inventory of what he meant or what you feel like he meant at the end of the night. It's not worth having to pretend like you don't care when you do and your feelings are really hurt because you wish you never would have gotten into this situation to begin with. It's not going to be easy, but the right thing to do is to just leave. And you know that. And don't even expect to be friends immediately after. Be realistic. Say what you need to say and block and delete him. Ghost him completely. Because if you continue to leave that door open, he will walk through it. Don't even give him that room. Don't give him that room at all. Let him go. Move on with your life. Cry for a week, cry for two, cry for a month if you have to. But do not continue on with that behavior. The longer you wait, the longer you're delaying your ability to meet someone that actually deserves you, to meet someone that's actually available to give you what you're worthy of having. Real emotional investment, someone to really care for you and reciprocate the love that you are trying to give. You deserve that. Okay? So, my angels, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this video. I really felt it in my heart to talk about this because I think that a lot of women are in this type of situation and they may be looking for a sign or they may be looking for a way out or they're not really sure what they should do because they're so deep into it. And here's your answer right here. So guys, of course, do not forget to subscribe if you have not already for more content like this. Also, do not forget to turn on your post notifications so that you guys are notified every single time that I post. And do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video. Mwah.